As you know, the month of May is the month of our Blessed Mother Mary. It's especially dedicated to her. And I wanted today to encourage you to have a great confidence in her prayers for you. And in order to show you how much confidence we should have in Mary, I'm going to tell you a story about a conversion of a man who even had made fun of our Blessed Mother and said many blasphemous things against God and against the Catholic faith, because he was not Catholic, he was a Jew. And yet, even for this man, our Blessed Mother obtained for him the great grace of conversion. This happened in the year 1842, and the man's name was Alphonse Ratisbon. He was a Jew from France. He was 28 years old, and he hated Catholics and everything to do with the Catholic faith. His brother, when Alphonse was 13 years old, his brother, Theodore, converted. Well, I think Theodore was his brother's name. He converted to the Catholic faith. He was an older brother. And he became a priest. And ever since then, Alphonse, even though he was just 13 years old, he hated his brother even because he had become a Catholic priest. And even more, one time when a little infant was dying, one of their relatives was dying, and his brother, the priest, had asked to baptize the child. And Alphonse was so angered by that, that he would want to confer the Catholic sacrament of baptism on this child. And so he hated his brother even more. He couldn't stand him. Well, at 28 years old, Alphonse was about to get married in a few months to a young woman, that beautiful young woman that he deeply loved. And she was Jewish too, but she was the one good example to him. He didn't really care much about God, but through her example, he was led to at least have some sort of respect for God. But he decided he was going to go for a long trip before he got married. He was going to tour the world, so to speak, or Europe. And his travels, somebody convinced him to go to Rome, which he didn't want to do. He knew Rome was Catholic. That's where the Pope was. But he went to Rome, and there he went to see one of his friends who was a Protestant, who was also very much against the Catholic faith. But his friend was not home, and his friend's brother, he ran into him, but his friend's brother had converted from being Protestant. He became Catholic, and he became a good Catholic. And so his friend's brother, named Theodore, got the idea in his head, I must convert this man. Something told him, I have to try to convert this Jew. And so he convinced Alphonse to stay in Rome a while, and he would take him around to look at the different churches and even to stay long enough to wait for a chance to see the Pope. So he did it more out of curiosity because he really didn't care about the Catholic things, but he was writing a journal about his trips, and he thought, well, this will make an interesting page for my journal. And one day he was at Theodore's home, and they were debating about religion, the faith. And Alphonse was uttering all kinds of blasphemies, things insulting about the Catholic faith, making fun of the things we believe. And Theodore got an idea in his head, he thought. He said to Alphonse, "Well, I have something to give you. And since you think that all the things we do as Catholics are meaningless, they don't mean anything, then you should not have any problem with this." And he showed him a medal, the medal of Our Lady, what we call the miraculous medal. It was given to St. Catherine Laboureil, and not too long before this. In fact, this conversion was one of the first great miracles that the miraculous medal, that were worked through the miraculous medal to Our Lady's intercession. So he gave him, he said, "Will you wear this medal, take this medal of Our Lady?" And Alphonse, when he saw what it was, he shrunk back in his chair in disgust. He said, "You can't be serious." One of Theodore's daughters took a ribbon and put the medal on the ribbon. And Theodore gave it to Alphonse, and he reluctantly, he said, "Okay, fine, I'll wear it." And then Theodore said, "Well, but you also have to say the prayer that goes with it. I have this prayer." And the prayer he had was, you know the prayer, it's the Memorare of Our Lady. "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known." So Theodore said to Alphonse, "You can't just wear the medal, you have to say this prayer." And he said, "I only have one copy of the prayer, so you're going to have to write out the prayer yourself and copy it." And Alphonse was so annoyed at this, but he agreed to it just to get this man out of his hair, so to speak. So he took the copy of the prayer and he went out from the house muttering at how ridiculous Theodore was. And he was muttering to himself and saying, "I wonder how he would like it if I asked him to say a Jewish prayer." But nonetheless, he took the prayer and he copied it out. And the wonderful thing happened that after he had written the prayer out, it stuck in his head, so that he kept saying it over and over and over again in his head, even though he didn't want to. It's like you've ever had where you get a tune of a song in your head and it just, you keep humming it or whistling it and you can't get it out of your head. Well, he got the prayer of the Memorare stuck in his head, and so he kept saying it constantly. And then he went around to different sightseeing and churches with Theodore, and it seemed like there was no progress. The more Theodore tried to talk to him and show him, the more he was disgusted with everything Catholic. But Theodore and his wife had asked their two daughters to pray that night a Hail Mary for his conversion. And he also went to see a friend and asked him, told him about it, and his friend told him, "Have confidence in our Blessed Mother. She'll obtain his conversion." And that friend, unknown to anyone, he made it a point to pray for Alphonse's conversion, and he died that night, that's friend of Theodore. And it was later when Alphonse converted, he instantly knew that it was partly through the prayers of that man. So when Theodore's friend died, he had to go to the church where the funeral was going to be. And Alphonse ran into him walking down the road, and he went with him. And Theodore said, "I have to stop in at the rectory and talk to the priest for a moment." And they went into the church of St. Andrew and looked at it, and Alphonse said out loud, "This is an ugly church." And he said, he noticed they were getting ready for a funeral. He said, "Well, whose funeral is this?" Theodore said, "It's for a good friend of mine who died." So he left Alphonse in the church of St. Andrew and he went to talk to the priest. And when he came back, he saw Alphonse on the ground in tears. And he pulled him up and he asked him, he tried to get out of him, "What's wrong? What happened?" He was only gone for a few minutes. And this is what Alphonse said to him. He said, "I have seen her. I have seen her. I had but been a few minutes in the church when I was suddenly seized with an unutterable agitation of mind. I raised my eyes, and the building had disappeared before me. One single chapel had, so to speak, gathered and concentrated all the light. And in the midst of this radiance I saw, standing on the altar aloft, clothed with splendors, full of majesty and of sweetness, the Virgin Mary, just as she is represented on my medal. And an irresistible force drew me towards her. The Virgin made me a sign with her hand that I should kneel down, and then she seemed to say, 'That will do.' She spoke not a word, but I understood all. 'Ah,' he said to me, 'now I understand the love with which Catholics regard their churches and the piety which leads them to embellish and adorn them. How good it is to be here. One would long to go no more out forever. It is earth no longer. It is the vestibule of heaven.'" And he suddenly had an incredible faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He suddenly had a great desire to be baptized as soon as possible because he knew that original sin was on his soul, which before that he didn't even know what original sin is. Like, you know what original sin is, we're born with it and we're baptized, it washes it away. Nobody had told him what original sin is, but after Mary appeared to him, he suddenly knew what it was, and he knew that he needed to be baptized. And he pleaded with the priest to baptize him. And they thought, well, you need to be instructed first, so they were going to put it off. But he kept insisting so much that they decided to baptize him very soon, after about a week or 9 days. Because when the priest talked to him, they saw that he knew the whole Catholic faith, even though he had never studied it. And he knew it and he believed it. And he became so devout to our Blessed Mother. He loved her so much. He gave everything up to try to win souls to devotion to Mary and to win them to the Catholic faith. When he became Catholic, his family cut him off, and his engagement fell through, so he lost his fiancée. He lost everything. He had a very wealthy uncle who was a Jew who was going to give him everything, and he gave all of that up to become Catholic, and he entered the seminary. And 6 years later, he became a priest. And then he went to the Holy Land, and he spent the rest of his life there, working to convert the Jews and the Muslims there. And he established an orphanage for boys and one for girls that the nuns took care of. And that's where he spent all his life. This man who, as he himself said, he said just one half an hour before Mary appeared to him and converted him, he had been uttering blasphemies against God. Now, if Mary cares so much about a sinner like that to convert him, how much do you think our Blessed Mother cares about you and your souls getting you to heaven when you have loved her since you were very little and you pray to her every day? So think of that this month of May. When you pray your rosaries, try to pray them well. When you go to the May shrines, Try to spend some time. Hopefully you have one in your home too, that you kneel down before Mary sometimes at her May shrine. You know, when during World War II, there was terrible war and bloodshed, Pope Pius XII asked the children to go to the May shrine in May to pray to Mary to end the war. And he trusted very much in the prayers of the children to Mary to do that. So there's a lot of things we can pray for, a lot of evil in the world today. And you can win many souls by those visits you make to Mary at the May shrine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.